May 20, God's way, not mine. Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths, lead me in thy truth, and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation, on thee do I wait all the day. Psalm 25, 4 and 5. The direction given to Moses was, see that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. Hebrews 8, 5. Although Moses was full of zeal to do God's work, and he could have the most skillful, talented men to carry out any suggestions he should make, he must not make a single thing, a bell, a pomegranate, a tassel, or a fringe, or a curtain, or any vessel, except according to the pattern showed to him as God's ideal. 40 days the communications were given to him, and when he descended to the foot of the mount, he was ready to give the exact pattern that was shown to him in the mount. Where many have erred was in not being careful in following God's ideas, but their own. Christ himself declared, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. John 5:19. So utterly was he emptied of himself that he made no schemes and plans. He lived accepting God's plans for him, and the Father day by day unfolded his plans. If Jesus was so wholly dependent and declared, whatsoever I see the Father do, that I do, how much more should human agents depend upon God for constant instruction so that their lives may be the simple outworking of God's plans? Our own way must be overcome. Pride, self-sufficiency must be crucified in the vacuum supplied with the Spirit and power of God. Did Jesus Christ, the majesty of heaven, have his way? Behold him in travail of soul in Gethsemane, praying to his Father. What forces these blood drops of agony from his holy brow? Oh, the sins of the whole world are upon him. It was separation from the Father's love that forced from his pale and quivering lips a cry, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Matthew 26:39. 3 times was the prayer offered, but followed by, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Luke 22:42. This must be our attitude, not my will, but thine, O God, be done. This is true conversion.